Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson, it was inspired this weekend by The Bilham, our Jake and Gino coach. We had a great event this weekend. We had a Buy Right boot camp. Over 60 students were there. And we discuss the first pillar, the Buy Right. But what we're going to be discussing in this how-to is all about CapEx. Three different buckets of capital expenditures and how to view them. So if you want to know how to appropriately spend CapEx in this part of the market cycle, then stay tuned. This weekend, it was really cool. We have 60 students there. We're going through underwriting. One of our students, Nick DeLeon, has gone through a full cycle deal. It was over 100 units in Waco, Texas. Going through that as well. And as I'm sitting there, I'm listening to Bilham. And every time we do a boot camp, it's amazing. I learn something new every time. And people always ask me, well, Gino, why are you teaching? Why are you doing this? Your portfolio is doing great. You could be out and doing multifamily. You could be out on the beach. And I agree with all that. But after every time we do one of these events, or after every Monday lesson, or after every coaching call, it seems as if I learned something new about the business. I'm inspired. Actually, Jake was on a Monday lesson yesterday. He got inspired. He's like, guess what, Gino? I'm going to put in this offer today because this gentleman, this guy gave me a great idea. So when we go to these events, Bill's up there. He's teaching. All of his vast experience. He's got over 1,000 units. You put me and Jake at almost 1,700. We almost have 3,000 units worth of experience that we're teaching. And CapEx is important and it's crucial because we like to say there's two ways that you got a business in multifamily. You either run out of time with these loans or you run out of money. And when you run out of money, there's a real reason why you run out of money. You're buying these older buildings and you don't understand CapEx. You don't understand how much money you need to budget. And possibly you're using the wrong strategy in the wrong part of the market cycle. Now, I'm going to talk about that. So stay tuned to that. That's the second part. The first one, which is really important, I'll call this part of CapEx value creation. You need to spend the money. You need to be able to create value on the property. You're not going to be selling a property, unfortunately, with a property that has holes in the roof, a property that has driveways that have like they look like Chernobyl. And that's important because you could, but you're going to get a substantially lower price, number one. And number two, the way insurance companies are, they're going to be very strict when they come on these properties and do their tours. So value creation would be things just like roofs, driveways, possibly air conditioning units. You're not going to see an increase in revenue because you can't charge more because your roof looks great. It's just a given fact. But if you're looking to sell the property or create value, that's a place to start. So think of that first bucket, value creation. What do I need to do? Roofs, driveways, air conditioning units. Now, the second one is where everyone's been focused on for the last 5 or 6 years. It's the revenue one, the revenue bucket of CapEx. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you buy a property, everyone's talking about this value add, whether it's substantial value add, material value add, substantial value add, whatever they want to call it. You go into a unit, this unit's really old, it's dated, and all of a sudden you're saying to yourself, rents are at $700. If I put in $10,000 into this unit, I could possibly get them to $1,000. That's great. It's been working and it has worked for the last several years. But guess what? We're going into a different part of the market cycle right now, and that's not working so well. So what we were discussing this past weekend was, we're buying these properties right now, and let's say rents are at $900. And you're saying to yourself, if I spend $10,000 to turn this unit, I can get $1,100. But you try to do that, and then all of a sudden, you're only going to $975. Now, is it worth it right now to go to $975? That's $75 if you're spending $10,000. I guess it depends, but I don't really like that return. And if you did nothing to the property and you can get the rent to go to $950 and doing nothing, well, I guess that's what I would do. And I think that's what a lot of groups are starting to do right now. They're starting to realize that I can't buy these properties and put all this money of CapEx into these units and turn these units. Everyone went out there over the last couple of years, especially in the Southeast, were buying 1960s and 1970s at 4 caps, trying to blast the CapEx budget on these unit turns, get these units up, get the rents up, and then flip that asset out. Well, the value add's already done. where else are you going to add value? So understand where you are in the market cycle. Now, if you can prove to me and say, hey, Gino, I'm buying these things at a 6 cap and rents are 700. If I spend $6,000 or $7,000 and I can go from 700 to 900, I'm getting $200 a month, $2,400 a year, and it's costing me $5,000 or $6,000, I'll get my money back after 2 years. If you can do that and that's proven, that may be the way to go. But just understand with the revenue, you need to get the revenue up. And this may not be part of the market cycle because right now we're going from the top of the sellers down back into the buyers. We're going down the market cycle. When you are going up the market cycle, you're actually add value. You're there to add value with the revenue portion of CapEx because that's what was happening. You're buying these things, fixing them up. Rents were going up. Cap rates were compressing. So you're getting a double whammy. Even if your NOI didn't go up, you're like, I'm a genius. I made money in real estate. Well, all it was cap rate compression. And hey, I've looked like a genius the last couple of years as well. That party has stopped and it's going to continue to stop. Now, I don't know for how much longer, just understand that it has stopped. So let me recap this. Value creation is number one. Revenue creation is number two. Before I give you the second one, if you want to learn more on how to attend these Jake and Gino boot camps, you can give us a call, 865-800-3905. And I'll give you one more. If you want to learn how to buy multifamilies by following our three-step framework, email me gino@jakeandgino.com and I'll send you a free copy of our Wheelbarrow Profits book to start out. Start out reading the book. And then when you decide to yourself, this is the vehicle, there's the phone number, 865-800-3905. Now, the third one, it seems pretty obvious, and I wish a lot of mom and pops, well, maybe I don't wish because then we wouldn't be able to buy their properties at a discount. But the third one is the better do. You better do this part of CapEx or else your property is going to fall into complete disrepair and you're not going to be able to sell. And now that the market's going down, you're going to have problems. And the better to do one is also insurance companies want to see this happening. When times are great, things are great, there's less risk. Everyone takes their foot off the gas, including insurance companies. They're not doing as many tours. There's not as much risk in the market. They're okay, but things have started to change. So in the better to do one is, hey, gutters, make sure that they're clean. Make sure that they're attached to the walls. Make sure that they're new. Make sure that they're functioning. Drains. You got to have a lot of curtain drains. You want to get water away from the building. If you don't do that, you're going to have foundation problems. And this plumbing aspect of it, I mean, your value creation, it could go into value creation of plumbing, but the indoor plumbing when it's old and you have the outdoor plumbing with cast iron and all that plumbing outside, that needs to get done. If you don't do it, your property will fall in disrepair. It'll cost you a lot more money to run that property every month, jetting out the units every month. Having problems with backflows, every month having sewage in your units, losing tenants, them not signing back up because you're having problems. If you don't do the better do, you're going to lose your property. So when you look at CapEx and you're creating budgets, you could put it into these three buckets: value creation, revenue creation, and better do. Listen, I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me, and I will see you on next week's How To. Take care, everyone.